You'll also use your professional discretion to decide if the participant should still have medium or high-risk appointments in the future, or if it would be appropriate for them to have low-risk appointments. If you recommend that the participant have low-risk appointments in the future, you'll also want to consider under which circumstances the participant should be referred back to the RD, RDN, or state-approved nutritionist for the previously assigned WIC codes. You'll also decide the frequency of their follow-up appointments. Typically, you'll select an interval between 1 and 3 months to align with benefits issued. For example, you may want to see an infant with a slowed or faltering growth pattern, WIC code 135, each month until their growth pattern has stabilized.